We're going to head over to Toledo and be joined by Rockets head coach Jason Candle. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Doing great, Ken. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your time, and obviously a impressive 45-0 win over Murray State on Saturday at the Glass Bowl. Kind of what the doctor ordered for your Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, we're coming off a bye week, and you know, a lot of ways it seemed like in the first half that was like we were replaying our first football game again. You know, a little bit of inconsistencies offensively, and you know, in the same defensively, and a couple little mishaps in the kicking game. But I thought once we settled down and you know got the you know the whole emotion of being at home for the first time and getting back out on the field, once that part of it got out of it, I thought we settled in and played really well in all three phases.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Candle and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Was it somewhat of a relief for you just seeing the performance by Mitchell Gadani as far as his coming off the injury in week one and having that downtime and coming out and passing for a career-high 266 yards and three touchdowns?
Yeah, I thought he played really good. He was up in the air a little bit of whether we were going to have him or not going through the bye week, and you know, he had a really good solid week of practice last week. So, you know, to be able to get him back and be able to get him back out there is certainly a boost for our football team. He just brings so much to the table, you know, with a veteran presence, and obviously he's able to impact the game, you know, not only with his ability to throw it, but with his legs too. So he provides some challenges for defenses that some of the other guys might not. But, you know, when he's playing at a high level and playing at an efficient level, we're certainly a better offense. And, you know, when we're the best we can be on offense, we're a better football team for sure.
Defensively, proud with a shutout, obviously the program's first shutout since back in October 14th, 2000, when Toledo shut out Marshall over a span of 228 games. Talk about the success of your defense.
It's crazy that it's been that long. You know, they're probably just a testament of what, you know, today's college football is and how good offenses are more than anything. But, yeah, certainly I think a really strong effort from our defense when it came to the effort of how they played. You know, Murray State's a fast, up-tempo team, and they present a little set of challenges there that are sometimes hard to replicate in practice on how they go about things. So, you know, for them to, you know, to bend a little bit in the first quarter and not break, and to, you know, we got a blocked field goal, and we got really dug our cleats in and got down on third down defense and got down in there and really played some solid red zone defense in the times we had the opportunities to do so. I think that was a really big deal to get them off the field in those situations. And, you know, once we kind of figured out the tempo and the speed of the pace of play, how that was going to go, you know, I think our kids played really, really solid, you know, from a fundamental standpoint and from an execution standpoint. So, but I think it all starts with effort. And I think, you know, that was a really positive, you know, thing. And that probably what led to the shutout.
And certainly creating two turnovers and holding them to 331 yards of offense and only 93 in the second half. Again, just another great building block for week four. Talk about week four with heading out west, Colorado State, and some of the challenges you'll see presented both offensively and defensively.
Well, we got to handle the trip. I mean, this is going to be really a late start for us, and you know, first and foremost, that part of it, we got to do a good job with that this week, prepping for that. You know, we know we're playing a really good team. You know, team that's, you know, I think much like last week's opponent, you know, the team offensively, they can stress you with scheme, but this is a team that can stress you with their ability and their talent on the perimeter, and certainly, you know, aided by a really, really strong running back. So, you know, getting really solid quarterback play there. You know, the running back's a good player. They got a freshman receiver that's done some really nice things here in a short amount of time that he's been able to be in their program. You know, they got a 6'6 receiver on the perimeter that's has a huge catch radius and, you know, presents some problems for some smaller corners. And so it's a complete offense. So, you know, we're going to have to be at our best defensively to slow this attack down. You know, and then on defense, they do a great job of mixing up what they want to do and, you know, with some pressures and playing some, you know, some good sound zone defense. And so this will be a tough football game for us for sure, and one that we got to be ready and firing on all cylinders if we want to have the success we want to have.
Jason, you talked about handling the trip, and each of the last 3 years, certainly your Rockets have headed out west. You know, last year Fresno State, the year before I believe Nevada, and the year before that BYU. Can you lean on those experiences from a travel perspective and handling it with your team?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, you know, your routine is your routine. Obviously, the kick times are all different in all three of those scenarios that you mentioned previously. This is more similar to what 2 years ago at BYU playing at that same time, in that time, the same time slot, you know, which depends on what side of the ball you want to look at back to that BYU game. I mean, that was a shootout, and we played really well offensively, and we didn't play so great defensively. So, you know, you probably want it a little bit you want it to even out and play really well on both sides of the ball. But, yeah, so I think you can rely back on some of those and experiences and take some of the positives away and highlight those, and then some of the negative things that maybe you didn't handle so well about the trip, and try to get it corrected and, you know, grow from it.
And certainly, too, from an altitude perspective, what kind of accommodations would you make regarding that aspect of the game?
Well, you know, until you get out there, I mean, we've had guys, you know, we had a guy that, you know, in the BYU game a couple years ago that wasn't able to play just because of altitude sickness, and he's a sickle cell guy, and, mm-hmm. you know, you had to hold him out, and there's just some different scenarios that presents a little bit of challenges for you that way. And you know, that BYU game, I remember, you know, it was a long game, and we played a lot of snaps on offense, and you know, they had to hold the plane for us to leave because our two starting tackles were, you know, they wouldn't allow them to get back on the plane because of altitude sickness. So yeah, it does provide a little bit of challenge that way. You know, obviously you got to do the work's already begun as far as how, you know, trying to prehab guys and get guys right from a hydration standpoint, and you know, that kind of thing. But it's really hard to simulate that unless somebody wants to pay us to fly out there, like on Tuesday, which would be really cool.
Looking for offers, aren't you?
Yeah, no doubt.
Again, just a confidence boost for your squad, you know, with that performance, again, offensively, with 538 yards of offense, 348 passing, and 190 on the ground. Just a really nice mix in progressing and getting ready for week four.
I was really happy with our young players. I mean, you know, we gained a lot of yards on offense, and I think I counted, you know, from the guys running it and catching it, there was 480 some yards gained by underclassmen in that game. So our young players are starting to figure it out. You know, obviously they had a shock and awe moment down in Kentucky where, you know, the environment was a little bit different there than, you know, maybe it is at some other places we play. You know, so ironing out some of those mistakes that they made in that game and trying to take that stuff off the videotape, I thought they did a good job. And you know, and then on defense, I think, you know, we played 30 plus guys, more than 12 snaps on defense, and 26 of those guys are underclassmen as well. So, you know, there's a lot of young guys getting a lot of meaningful reps and a lot of meaningful time, and, you know, there's things that you can't simulate in practice. So, you know, success in football is a lot about experience and plate appearances, and it's nice to get those guys some at-bats here in this game on Saturday.
Well, Jason, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win on Saturday. We'll let you get back to preparation for Colorado State. We wish you safe travels out west, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken. Have a great week.
Thank you, Jason. For Toledo Rockets, coming off a 45-0 win over Murray State, again in that contest, the first shutout by the Rockets in 19 years, a span of 228 games, going back to a 42-0 Toledo win over Marshall on October 14th, 2000. For Toledo, they will be heading out west to face Colorado State this coming Saturday, September 21st, that game at 10:15 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN2.